Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. You're listening to B. Mitchell Finley. He's an NFL legend. I'm a big-eared blogger. You're watching us on Monumental Sports Network or the YouTube stream, 106.7 The Fan page, or you're listening to us wherever you get your audio. iHeart, Odyssey, in your car, on your Alexa at home. Maybe people still got a radio at their house. Shout out to them. I feel like... I feel like our boy Charlie in College Park still just has a radio at his house that he turns on.
Yeah, yeah.
I
saw something about Alexa. You just said Alexa. Just saw something that made me laugh and to make you laugh too. So a lady walks into like a coffee shop and say, she try to order like a macchiato or something. Say, you can just put your order in with Alexa over there. So the lady start talking to her. It was like a little box and thing. Like a she say, I like to get a caramel macchiato. And the lady started laughing, saying, oh, that's just a coffee pot. That's Alexa over there.
Like an actual human.
The girl name was Alexa.
That's good.
We've gotten so damn caught up on every damn, we forget that people can still handle stuff for you these days.
My daughters go nuts with Alexa. The amount of like things that get yelled at Alexa, like Shelby's really into like trivia and facts. So she's always asking for like trivia questions. And then my little one, just ask for like fart noises and stuff. She's like, but yo,
is your daughter.
What's funny for me, dude, is I always think of the Kanye lyric. She couldn't afford a car, so she named her daughter Alexis. Like that's just always in my head when that name comes around. We got some news yesterday. Dan Quinn spoke, kind of what everybody's waiting to hear. Jaden Daniels' status, Terry McLaurin's status, Will Harris, who I think is a before he got hurt, the secondary looked way better than after he got hurt. And you don't want to like sound overly reliant on Will Harris, which at times it kind of seemed like the Commander's brass was trying to do. As far as who's coming back, sounds like Harris is back.
That's what I picked up from it.
DQ said, I'm extremely optimistic about him. All right, so that's one extreme optimism about Will Harris. So because DQ introduced the optimism meter, I asked him, you know, what's your optimism for Terry McLaurin? And he said, I'm excited by the possibilities. But the thing with Terry is...
Got to see him.
Well, he wants to see him hit...
Stack days.
The speed and the burst day after day. Because that quad thing is tricky, right? And he came back and then re-injured it. So I feel like Harris is a go to me. I feel like Terry...
Possible.
Could be a go. And I don't think Jaden's going to play. They were pretty clear about that. And it's great that he is eligible to practice again, but he's not cleared for contact. Mm-hmm. And last I checked, football is a contact sport.
Yeah.
And I think...
But let me ask you a question, though,
Jay.
When they clear for contact, what contact do they have in practice with the quarterback?
Not much.
So the first contact he's ever going to get is going to be on a football field. When he plays.
Right.
So, I mean, that's just something, you know, when I hear the contact thing about today's football practices, I'm like, okay, what does that mean?
That's a great point. I wonder with Jaden if it's about, I think largely because of the Seattle game, I think there's a big chunk of the fan base that's skeptical that they are thinking of Jaden's health and long-term best interests at all times. I think that's flawed. I think DQ and Adam Peters are trying to balance all factors here, right?
Yeah.
And I think one of the biggest factors is Jaden wants to play. Just knowing that young man, how he's wired, he absolutely wants to play. Then you go a step further, he's got to be fully medically cleared. And yeah. I think until the docs fully medically clear him, it's kind of it's more of a hypothetical discussion. And maybe he gets fully cleared next week on the way to Minnesota. I don't think he goes Sunday night in any capacity. I think having Terry and Harris back, honestly, will impact the game pretty significantly. I wonder, has that line has stayed at a touchdown, right? It hasn't moved. Do you think okay, so it's down to 6.5 now. So a little bit of movement from where it was at a touchdown. Do you think Will Harris, respectfully, is not going to move a Vegas line? Do you think Terry could move that thing a half point or so?
Hell yeah.
I mean, if you look
at you see the last game he played when he wasn't basically 100%
against Kansas City?
He had two of the best catches you've probably seen in your life.
Well, dude.
So, yes.
I mean, not to mention, both of his catches were ruled incomplete, and they had to review it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
A two-toe tap
right.
in the end zone, and then laid out and got the elbow and the knee down. And how do you get an elbow, a knee and a butt down inbounds, and the person's sit up there and call it out of bounds?
I don't know. It's crazy, man. I think with Jaden, though, so Howard Fendrich, Associated Press, asked Dan Quinn a really good question about, you know, was there consideration about shutting Jaden down? And one thing DQ was very, very clear conversationally was, we're just focused on him getting cleared and getting healthy. Then the conversations can be different. But until he's medically cleared, talking about, you know, 4 weeks from now is pretty irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Doc would always say this. Doc Walker would always say, tell me who's playing this week because that's who I'm focused on.
Yeah.
And if you're the head coach, particularly if you're the head coach riding a 6-game losing streak, your focus needs to be on beating Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are other people in that organization that should be tasked with long-term planning and what is Jaden's future and so on. I also think for the shut him down crowd, they have 6 games left.
Yeah.
It'd be different to me if this was a short week going into the Christmas Day game against the Cowboys. You only have 2 games left. Like if Jaden gets cleared then a month from now and you want to have a real conversation about shutting him down, I can understand that. There's 6 games left.
Yeah.
That's over a third of your season.
True.
And I think there is a responsibility. Do you remember when Ron Rivera was running this team? I think a lot of times he was too worried about perception and how he looked and how everything played out in the media.
Yep.
And I think a lot of times Ron didn't really tell the truth because he was trying to like form the narrative.
Yeah.
I think one of the truest things Ron said, I'm going back a ways here, but do you remember when they benched Dwayne Haskins, who was just underperforming at a pretty impossible level? And Ron said, he's like, I owe it to the other 52 guys on this roster to give them the best chance to win. At some point, that's true with Jaden also. If Jaden is cleared next week and they have 5 games remaining, and I would argue at Minnesota, at New York are winnable games.
Mm-hmm.
There's 52 other dudes laying it all on the line every week.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, you got to give those guys the best chance to win. And as good as Marcus has been, Jaden's the best chance to win.
He is. But I think the whole thing of it is to sit and constantly worry about those people who say shut him down, those be the same damn people coming back saying something if you do shut him down. You know, if he comes out next year and he starts struggling from the start, well, you shouldn't have shut him down. People like that like to say stuff because they're going to never be on your side. But the whole thing is, football players play football, point blank. Coaches are trying to win games. How do you win games? You have your best players on the field. Last time I checked, he's the best player on that team. And when he's healthy, if a doctor says he can go, he's 100% to go, you let him go, point blank. You know, and you listen, over time you learn how to protect yourself better in football. You learn what to do and what not to do. But that doesn't happen the first 2-3 years. guys learn that as they go through this thing. They learn like, I don't have to try to go all out right here. Or I could just, you know, I'm a live to play another play. Those things began to happen. And it happens so well that you don't even know they're doing it. You know what I mean? So it's like, I'm watching the game last night and Purdy coming back from injury, right?
Woo!
No, but he's coming back from injury.
Right.
But then when this is where I jump when I start seeing injured players. When they went to his brother.
Brian Shotnet.
When with Kyle Shanahan. I'm not gonna say Shotnet. When they went to Kyle's complete conversation was, this is my quarterback and I believe in him. Hands down. He didn't waver.
The halftime interview?
I thought
that was really good.
1 second. And half the time, that's all the hell you need, is the coach, the front office, ownership, to say that they're behind the guy. That guy wants to play anyway. You know? And you don't let that way, you don't let the little naysayers start creeping in.
Sure.
Because if he has said anything negative in that commercial, in that little interview right there, things go haywire.
Well, especially,
but he completely talked positive, and I love that.
With Mac Jones playing pretty well when he
Hell
was
yeah.
in.
They ain't giving Mac Jones $60 million, though.
Right. It's, so. It's Purdy's job.
Yes.
I liked the Panthers last night. It clearly was not – they're not ready for primetime. They had opportunities. I'll be honest with you. I didn't care if they won. I just wanted them to cover. They had ample opportunities to cover that game and just refused to do so. The kid – Leggett, I know he has a funny voice and we all enjoy that, but mm-hmm. when he stepped out of bounds, have some awareness.
Yeah,
I mean, you just can't be an NFL receiver and just like haphazardly step out of bounds like that. The corner didn't force him.
Nope.
He just stepped out of bounds yep. late in the game where you could make a big play. I don't understand why Carolina didn't run the ball more. Daddle's good, dude. Daddle was beat. If your back is averaging 6.3 per carry, and this thing was largely a one-score game throughout.
Yeah, the whole time.
Why does he get 6 carries?
Hey, most offensive coordinators in the NFL are trying to get the next job. They're not trying to worry about the job they have. They're all trying to get the next job. And that's why they always say, well, it's a passing league. To hell with that. If I get in the game and I notice my guy getting 6-7 yards a carry, I'm not throwing the damn football until you stop me from running it. And look, the game may end up being an hour and 55 minutes. I'm offense coordinator. Because if you can't stop the run, I am going to run. I'll run it 75 damn times.
I love that.
And at the end of the game, they'll be like, well, you didn't throw the ball. Why the hell should I? I don't have to throw it.
Right.
They couldn't stop the run, so why the hell am I throwing the football? I'm not going to help them out.
It didn't help that Carolina just couldn't stay on the field. They were 1 of 7 on third down. San Fran, I watched that game live. It was kind of pleasant. It was over by like 11. I went mm-hmm. to bed. You could tell San Fran had control of the game. Have you looked at time of possession numbers from that thing last night?
I didn't even look at it.
38-22.
That's crazy.
I mean, Carolina's defense is good, but not when you're on the field for 40 minutes.
It looked like that.
Right.
Because they were the ones moving the ball, and then, boy, Wisconsin was very confident last night, wasn't he? Mr. Gay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Matt Gay, 2 for 2, no problem.
He was confident.
We had people texting you and I. We had powerful people mad about
hell?
That.
but the thing of it, man, it looked like it. And I'm not lying, man. Bryce looked like a 16-year-old, bro. That's a young looking dude, bro.
I think he's moving better than he like.
No, he's moving better with the quarterbacking and all. But when I met him,
I remember in Vegas.
We were in Vegas. That was Vegas or LA. I mean Arizona. Vegas.
I thought Vegas, but Vegas. I could be wrong.
But bro, when I met him, I'm like, this dude is tiny, bro. People talk about Jaden. He's smaller than Jaden.
Definitely, because he's shorter.
Even his thickness is shorter. Is smaller.
He's when probably I skinnier up, and shorter.
When I looked at him, I'm like, that looked like Bryce Young. And then when somebody told me it was him, I told Amin, I say, this dude is too damn small.
Because even Kyler is smaller than all
I'm
of them.
I'm taller than
but
him.
Kyler's
thick.
Kyler's thick. He's just...
Yeah.
I mean, Kyler Murray, I think, is legit 5'8". When I saw him at the combine,
yeah.
I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, when I saw him at the draft, with the outside thing, whatever.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, when I saw him at that, I can eat soup off his head.
Yeah. The Caps had a good win last night, and we had Joe B on the radio. I think I could say this definitively, B. I don't know if you'll agree with this. I believe the Caps this season are undefeated on days where Joe B joins us on the show.
Yeah.
So just saying, yeah, Joe, if you're listening.
Come on more often.
I'm just saying, you know, we're available.
We can go on a 20-game stretch here.
Caps rolled last night over Columbus. Mm-hmm. And one thing, the couple hockey guests we've had on so far this season, when you look at the Metro Division standings, and at various times the Caps have been at the bottom or near the bottom, and these guys keep saying, they're like, man, that division is just so jumbled up.
Joe said it yesterday. If they won that game, they could jump up. They could jump right up to be, second, third, he said. Something
right.
Like that.
So I think they were last night last, and after that win, because it's a division win, now they're fourth. So we got to let this thing play out a little bit. Carolina does seem like the class of the Metro, and unfortunately for all those of us that watched that playoff series last year, Carolina kind of dominated Washington in that thing. But there's just so much football left in the hockey season. And I looked this up, you know, there's going to be like a month long break basically in hockey.
Mm.
So the Caps play Nashville on February 5th, which I think is either the Friday or Saturday before the Super Bowl. I think the Super Bowl is February 7th. And then the Caps don't play again until February 25th.
Mm.
So that's 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. That's that Olympic break. I wonder, because remember, was it last year they did the Four Nations,
yeah,
which was so cool?
Yeah.
I wonder, and the Caps, I don't think, had any representative on one of those teams. Now, some of that was Russia wasn't in it, so.
Well, I mean, Tommy should have been in it.
Tommy certainly should have been in it. I wonder, now you got a lot more teams and a lot of dudes from a lot more countries, but I wonder how many Olympians the Caps have, like. Honest question, is Ovi still on the Russian team? Hell, is Russia allowed in? I'm asking.
I don't have a clue. I don't know the Olympic rules.
Well, I don't know. That makes two of us. But, like, they didn't let Russia in that Four Nations tournament. And I think with the war and politics, maybe they're not allowed in the Olympics. I don't know.
Mm.
But it's going to be weird when hockey takes that big break. Olympic hockey is always fun to watch. It's more scoring, kind of more.
A little wide open.
Yeah, a little more wide open. There is plenty for us to discuss today. Sam Cosmi is going to join us at noon. I'm curious what. I think he told us he was just laying low for the bye week because mm-hmm. they got the baby coming.
Yeah, the baby coming.
Barstool Nate's going to join us at 1 o'clock. I want to have some Thanksgiving conversation as we're 2 days away from Turkey Day.
Gobble, gobble.
How many turkeys are you going to make?
I'm going to be with the fam.
Oh, yeah. So you're not doing your thing.
Deshaun and Willie going to be cooking. I'm going to sit back and just throw orders.
How many dudes are Thanksgiving morning plans have changed and they're not going to your house to drink bourbon and eat piping hot
sugar? I got a call from Cody 2 days ago. Yo, B-Mitch, man, what's up? I said, not going to be. Oh, man, damn.
I mean, what is Jeff going to do? He's not going to bring a 10-pound turkey to your house?
Nah, that was a 20-something pound turkey.
I'm frying my own turkey,
boy.
I'm going hunting.
Call the fire department.
It's wild. Beamish has been trying to get me to go over his house on Thanksgiving for like 5 years, and the one time I was actually going to do it, he makes other plans.
Hey, we do it for Christmas too, dog. Oh, we play a game on that day.
I'm actually busy on Christmas. It's crazy.
Leville, you're probably going to the hospital to give out candy canes on Christmas?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That sounds right. Jeff, you're going to fry your own turkey, dog?
Yes.
I think it's like legitimately dangerous. Brian, how do we feel about Jeff frying his own turkey?
Hold on.
Let's save this.
Easily.
Hold on. Don't just whatever you're
don't
about
lie.
To say.
Don't
you are not easily
lie.
Anything.
Yes, I am.
We're going to come back to that. We're going to come back to that.
Bringing the most bones and fish guy in the world.
You are Mr. Bonefish. Go anywhere. Jeff's going to fry a turkey. It's be Mr. Finley. Hey, it's JP Finley. You've heard me talk about the great work Better Services did at my house. My wife couldn't be happier. The folks over at Better searched far and wide to find this exact KitchenAid oven with two different ovens in it. There's an upper and a lower. I don't really understand how to work it, but my wife, she's thrilled. That's the kind of service you get from Better Services. They can take care of your appliances. If you need new ones, go check out their showroom in Kensington. They've got all the brands you could get next day or maybe even same day delivery. Family-owned, woman-owned company. Merlin runs a great shop. Any other stuff you need around the house, say you need some handyman work before the Christmas holidays, you got family coming to town, call Better. Say you're thinking about a kitchen reno, a bathroom reno, a bigger project, Better Services can help you. Whatever you need, appliances, handyman work, or full-out renovations, call Better Services. That's BETTAR, BetterServices.com. You better get better.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.